I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Like most items on the Christmas list, our Christmas trees will cost more this year, too. The American Christmas Tree Association says buying a fresh-cut tree will cost at least 10% more this year than last.
Fertilizers have significantly increased, other input costs. Trees aren't the same as some row crops where the inputs are hundreds of dollars an acre. Trees don't require that kind of production maintenance, but there's labor, there's trucking. There are costs that are incurred that all have gone up. So absolutely, it is much like every other sector where the cost of producing a Christmas tree is higher.
That's Tim O'Connor with the American Christmas Tree Association. Additionally, he tells the USDA's news service that demand is high, but supply, not so much. While Christmas trees are farmed across the nation, the majority of America's trees are from Oregon and Washington. Both states took the brunt of extreme weather events this year. Southern tree farmers are doing well, though. The most popular trees grown in the southeast are the Leyland cypress tree, known as the Southern Christmas tree, the Arizona cypress, which is found in two varieties, blue ice and Carolina sapphire, as well as Virginia pines. The sand pine is known as the Florida Christmas tree. The Leyland cypress or Carolina sapphire Christmas trees are also popular in Georgia. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.